This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's a Friday, which means it's time to get your best bets now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Our friend Ariel Epstein, you know her, you love her. She's the prop queen, and she joins us now. She does every Friday. And Ariel, thank you as always for your time. Happy Friday to you. Let's start with the hometown Baltimore Orioles and their pitcher tonight. You like something with Kate Povich, don't you?
Happy Friday, everybody. Yes, I do love the Orioles lefty, Kate Povich, to go over his 4.5 strikeout prop. It's a great number that I think the book is really sleeping on a southpaw that's done well in his career against high K rate teams against lefties. Just look back to last year. Povich was averaging just under 6 strikeouts a start and just over just about 6.5 at home when facing high K rate teams against lefties. That's the Reds. The Reds are averaging just over 5 strikeouts a game against left-handed starters with pitchers like Nestor Cortez, Tyler Alexander, Andrew Heaney putting up 6 Ks. I think that Cade Povich can do it at home, so I'm going to take the over 4.5.
Well, Ariel, let's keep the strikeout props rolling. A pair of struggling teams, the Twins and the Braves, meet up on Apple TV, everybody. What prop do you like in that one?
I'm going under on a strikeout prop for the Braves righty, Bryce Elder. His 4.5 Ks is under minus 125, minus 130. Elder's had 2 starts this year, Dodgers and Rays. He had 3 against the Dodgers, 4 against the Rays. Both those teams are striking out almost a full strikeout more than the Minnesota Twins. The Twins this year, they have struck out 12 of the 16 starters to face 12 of the 16 righty starters to face the Twins have gone under their strikeout prop. So I looked back to last year and I was like, all right, how many games did Elder face a low K rate team last year? He had 3. The most strikeouts that he had against a low K rate team last year was 3 strikeouts. So why is he going to hit 5 all of a sudden? Not buying it. Taking the under 4.5 Ks.
Interesting matchup in Arlington, Texas tonight. The Dodgers got right on their homestand, but they haven't been great on the road. Yamamoto on the bump against DeGrom, who's still kind of trying to get himself anything close to the form he was once in as a perennial Cy Young candidate. What do you like in this one, Ariel?
I'm liking for DeGrom to have his first big statement game tonight. So I saw a bit of a move against the Dodgers overnight. Now, there's been some buyback, which doesn't surprise me because this happens all the time with the Dodgers. It's like the Sharps like to get a good number on the dog against L.A., and then they'll like buy back on it by taking the Dodgers at a better price. So now I'm not as sure about calling this a fishy line. However, you're looking at a Dodgers team that's been laying $2 to $3 pretty much every game this year. Now they're getting DeGrom and the Rangers, where they're only about minus 130, minus 140 range. So the Rangers lead the American League in rotation ERA. Their 3.816 ERA ranks 13th. Texas is also a 5-0 in one-run games this year. So if this game's close, Texas isn't going to flinch. Per Fangraphs, the Rangers' 2.7 base running runs are the third best in the majors and lead the American League. The Dodgers might hit home runs, but guys, the Dodgers, the only team that has fewer steals than them is the Rockies. You never want to be in that position to be in the same stat as the Colorado Rockies. And the Dodgers just don't really mess with the base paths. Now, the Rangers are coming off a sweep over the Angels at home. They've now won 9 of 10 of their home games. If there's a good spot for DeGrom to come through and the Rangers to upset the Dodgers, it's this one. So if you want to take a dog today, you can look at the Rangers.
Talking with Ariel Epstein, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Ariel, the play-in tournaments finish up tonight. What do you like in tonight's games?
So first I'm looking at the Heat center Bam Adebayo to go over 19.5 points. In the Prop Queen newsletter, I wrote this on Wednesday that I liked it against the bottom 10 defense that he was up against. That didn't hit because the Heat were blowing out the Bulls so bad that even though Bam had 15 points with 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, they pulled him. So he didn't really need to play. He just was playing defense, and then they didn't really need to worry about his offense, and it was a big Tyler Hero game. Well, this time around, you've got Dyson Daniels on the other side for the Hawks, who's a much better guard defensively, so he could probably limit Tyler Hero tonight, which means that Bam's going to have to offensively produce. He's going to outmatch anybody on that Hawks defense. There is nobody who can match Bam. I mean, you already have to cover Ware underneath as a center. So if Bam gets out to put up shots, there's a complete size mismatch. I like Bam over his 19.5 points. And I like the Mavericks tonight taking the points. I think people are sleeping on the experience that matters. You've got a Mavs team that basically has two players like Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson, who are the Lakers, the Warriors, Steph, LeBron, they feel like the ugly stepchild. They've got a chip on their shoulder. So I would take the Mavs +6 with the experience they have versus the Grizzlies team that can't play defense. The Mavs are bigger than them. We aren't looking at the defense that the Mavs have with AD now, which has been much better. And Memphis is going to be stopped in the paint, which is what their bread and butter is offensively. So I don't understand why we're laying 6 with Memphis. They've got inexperience, and they've got a ton of drama off the court. Go with the +6 on the Dallas Mavericks.
Ariel Epstein, let the people know where they can find you.
Check out thepropqueen.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and my show on the Prop Queen Pod, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on all my socials at Prop Queen Sports.
Ariel Epstein, you're the best. Thanks, as always, for your time. Have a great weekend. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, guys. Go on.
It's Best Bets with Beltway Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan.
Quickest gun this side of the Mississippi. He's Beltway Ben Hall. What are you looking at?
I got two plays in the NBA and then one in the MLB. We'll start here. Desmond Bane over 21.5 points. Jaws banged up. I think he'll play, but Bane showed some flashes in the last game where he scored a lot going to the bucket and was finishing, getting to the free throw line. He's starting at the three with Ja and Pippen in the lineup, and he's not a traditional small forward, but we saw DeMar go for 33, who is a traditional small forward, against Dallas. They've allowed 24 points per game to opposing small forwards in their final 15 games of the regular season. That was third most in the NBA, so I like Bane to go over 21.5 points. I also like Tyler Hero over 25.5 points. 38 points for Hero against Chicago, and he was aggressive. Got to the free throw line 10 times. He had 36 against Atlanta a few weeks ago, and Dyson Daniels played in that matchup. That's the big, defensive guard that they have, because Trae Young doesn't really defend. Huh. I do think Tyler Hero will be aggressive tonight. And then my final play, Royals on the money line. They got Cole Reagans on the mound. Kansas City needs to take two from Detroit here. I know it's early in the season, but they're burying themselves a little bit, and Detroit continues to win. I do think they'll be able to get to Jove a little bit, who looked really good in his last outing against Minnesota, but he is a little shaky with control. I think they can work their way on, get some walks out of him. He had 4 or 7 combined walks in his first two outings of the year, so I think they can work their way on here.
By the way, Ben, where can people find you?
At BH Journalist on Twitter or X, and all my streams.
Yes.
All my streams are on there. We will be live
tomorrow.
We will be live tomorrow, and maybe
stream
Sunday.
It up.
Maybe Sunday. I'm not positive yet, but a lot of NBA playoffs this weekend. MLB, we're doing good. We are in a good spot right now. I'm posting the records every time. If you're curious, you can check my page at BH Journalist.
Unlike an old man, Ben streams never split in half.
No, he's got
that is true.
Strongest stream in the business. Anything you're looking at, Jason?
Yes. I love the Mavericks over their team total tonight. I played it at 107.5. I still see it around 108. I like the Mavs on the money line to win that game outright. I like the Heat on the money line. And I like the Dodgers on the run line. I am opposite Ariel there. I think DeGrom is going to have difficulty navigating that lineup tonight.
Coming up next, the Orioles, they start a three-game series against the Cincinnati Reds starting tonight. Remember, Baltimore Baseball tonight at 6 o'clock. That is Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken at Pickles getting you ready for baseball. What do we think of this Reds team? We're going
to
tell you.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
See you next here on The Fan.
Yeah, everything happened really fast. I woke up that morning, just was making some coffee, and I see that Elias was FaceTiming me. So that kind of got me going. I'm like, oh, I think that might be getting traded right now. So he just let me know that they had gone through with the trade with Philly, and then I was in Philly that night wearing a uniform in the dugout. So it happened really quick. You always know there's a chance when you get to that point in your career, and I wasn't playing every day. I was in the platoon role, so you know there's a chance you might move. So it happened really, really quick.
That's Austin Hayes, who joined us in the offseason, talking about how if he was surprised that he was traded, and I told the story of being FaceTimed by general manager Mike Elias. He got traded to Philly. He's now with the Cincinnati Reds. That's why we bring that back. And he just came back from injury. He's already homered a couple times. And the Reds come in for a three-game series. The one adjustment, you mentioned earlier, Jason, Lodolo was scheduled to pitch Sunday. They've now switched that to right-hander Carson Spires going to pitch on Sunday for the Reds. So only one lefty going in this weekend series.
Yeah, so Andrew Abbott tonight. Hey, if I'm the Orioles, I feel pretty good about that because Lodolo, when he's on, can be pretty tough. Yeah, look, Austin Hayes, that ballpark in Cincinnati is going to be much more to his liking than I think he found. Certainly the version, bastardized version of Camden Yards that he played in, because he's not going to benefit from the wall being moved back in and them hopefully turning that empty space into a dog park. At least that's what I'm rooting for.
Batting cleanup tonight, by the way.
We saw Taters come in here and get a little revenge. I would not bet against Austin Hayes being a factor in this game. We know that he hits lefties better than righties. And Cade Povich has been better at home than road. And Cade Povich getting a lot of swing and miss. I mean, I'm interested to see Cade Povich tonight, but the Reds need Austin Hayes because the Reds are 25th in baseball with a 626 OPS. The Reds have a team on base percentage of just 289. And around a week ago, you might recall the Reds losing three straight games by a 1-0 score.
Yeah.
That happened. The Reds, though, have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. And even in that little bandbox they play in, they've been pretty special. I'd also point out the Reds plus nine run differentials. Better than Baltimore's. Reds team ERA, 3.08, third in the majors. Their whip, 1.03. They don't give free passes. Best whip in the majors. Opposing batters are hitting 198 off the Reds, second best in baseball, and they throw only about 15 pitches per inning. They're not out there nibbling and messing around, and as I said, they don't walk anybody. So Andrew Abbott's faced the Orioles here before. He looked pretty good against them. He's one of those crafty lefties who give them fits. And then tomorrow, I'm just telling you, Hunter Green, I don't know that anybody on the planet is pitching better than him right now. They're not a huge strikeout team in terms of their pitching staff, but they're, again, incredibly pitch efficient, and they don't get themselves into trouble by walking people. And yeah, them not having Austin Hayes was a big deal.
Yeah, their offense is really interesting. You've given all those numbers. We're 25th in OPS, 15th in runs. But you look at their average runners in scoring position, they're tops in baseball. So keep an eye on that. And also with Slim on the mound tonight, Reds have been horrible against left-handed pitching, as have the Orioles. Reds are batting 146 against lefties as a team. That's third lowest in the majors.
Let's hear more from Austin Hayes. And Jason, you mentioned he doesn't have to deal with that left field anymore in Camden Yards, except for this weekend, and he'll be in left field batting fourth tonight. So Austin Hayes talks about playing left field in Camden Yards.
Yeah, I know all the righties there are going to be happy that it's coming back in. I'm happy for those guys. I wish they would have done it sooner. But I got to make a lot of great plays there, and I felt like I was able to showcase my ability as an outfielder. And I played center field coming up all through the minors and in college. So, you know, I always felt like I was still a center fielder at heart, and playing left field there, it was basically a center field. There was just as much room there as there is in center in most parks. So I think it gave me the opportunity to save a lot of runs and to showcase what I can do in the outfield.
We talked a lot about when he was here and healthy, he was essentially a second center fielder, basically echoing what he just said, that he was a second center fielder for this team.
He started an all-star game in center field.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, look, there was a time right around the time Mike Elias got here that Austin Hayes looked like he might be the best baseball player in the entire organization that Elias inherited. Mm-hmm. Remember, the cupboard was really bare in terms of prospects. And you know, Yusniel Diaz was allegedly the main guy. Yeah. I mean, he got one cut. You know, they threw him a bone, called him up for like one game. You know what I mean? But like, he's not a major league player. He wasn't even a very good Triple A player.
You got Mean Dean in that trade, Jason.
You did, but I'm talking about everyday baseball players who swing a bat for a living who were in this organization at the time Michael Elias took the job. And I can remember being at Frederick, seeing Austin Hayes, and he wasn't a huge prospect. He was a third-round pick. And watching his first series in Frederick and being like, whoa, this guy is a speed power like freak show. And he was the first guy from his draft class to get to the major leagues. But his game didn't really evolve, and the injuries were such a problem.
Huge part, yeah.
And they came here, and what did they start doing? They started drafting outfielders from the jump. And look, did they sell high on him? Hell no. They could have got a lot more. Dombrowski came out and said, I've been trying to get the guy for years. I mean, what do you think he was offered more when the guy was starting an all-star game than he was, you know, hey, I'm done paying this Dominguez guy. You want a reclamation project? He's pitching the fifth inning for me. But I'm always rooting for Austin Hayes.
How can you not? And during that interview, geez, what was he telling us? The injury or the illness that he had where he lost, 20 pounds or something last year? It's just unfortunate because it was one thing after another. And you're right, Jason. He came up September 2017 when the team at the time was competing for a wild card spot and they had a tailspin that month. And him, along with Cedric and, of course, Anthony Santander, going through the entire rebuild and seeing it through to when they were winning again.
Austin Hayes got off to a late start this season. Of course, he was injured. He does have 2 homers and 6 RBIs and 13 at-bats, though. And Austin Hayes, when he joined us, talked about how excited to play for the Reds.
I'm so excited, man. I worked really hard this offseason to just make sure that I got my body back to where I always am coming into camp. And I feel strong. My swing feels good. And I'm just really excited to be myself again and just have my energy back and my strength back and just go show everybody what I can do for this team.
I just wish he stays healthy.
Me too. It's going to be interesting because remember, this stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum and an elephant never forgets. I'm old enough to remember we're getting close to the start of spring training and there's a bunch of veteran right-handed bat outfielders, corner outfielders out there. And he got like his $4 or $5 million from the Reds. And the Wizards and the Warlocks gave their $4 million to Laureano, who sucks.
Yeah.
And that's what was going on.
He homered.
That's what was going on, right? Slater got his couple million somewhere. So we'll see. We'll see how that all shakes out.
Orioles and Reds start a 3-game series tonight at 7. Pregame coverage right here on 105.7 The Fan, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken live from Pickles at 6. We're going to get back to the draft coming up at 4. Trevor Sikema from PFF will get his thoughts on what he thinks the Ravens will do and how he sees the draft going. That's at 4 o'clock. But coming up next, all the young dudes, and there's a new young dude that's going to be in Baltimore. Brandon Young will make his Major League debut tomorrow for the Orioles pitching against the Reds. What do we think of Brandon Young? We're going to tell you next.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Here on the Fan.
There's only so much in my position I can say about reading into things. He has pitched very well so far in AAA, and I think you look at the landscape of guys that we have, and especially being on the 40-man roster, he's certainly at the forefront of the conversation if and when we do a starter, and it looks like we might need one pretty soon.
That was Mike Elias when he spoke to the media the other day when he was outlining all the injuries, and he did also mention Brandon Young, who it's now official will be making his Major League debut tomorrow starting for the Orioles against the Reds. Jason, what do you think of the right-handed pitcher?
Well, I think this was the only real game in town. This is the guy to go to. I think if Chase McDermott didn't have a lost spring, I think it would have been Chase McDermott making his Major League debut. I think Chase McDermott probably has the potential to profile a little higher than Brandon Young. I've seen Brandon Young pitch. He knows what he's doing. He's clearly thoughtful. He's clearly bought into their pitching program and what they believe in. And he's someone they think can be a success story for them. I'm a little skeptical that he's more than a 4 or 5, but I mean,
well, you see him as a bullpen guy,
or somebody who could be the right-handed version of Keegan Aiken, like, and have that sort of success, which would be of value. But it's time to find out about. Look, if they believe in Brandon Young, he's 26. He's been in their system quite some time. He's never been someone who was thought of as a hotshot prospect, but he's pitched well at every level. I'll be interested to see how his stuff plays. I think the deception in his delivery is a big deal. He's not a soft tosser or anything like that. But it's just different. You never really know until they get up here and start pitching at the major league level. Thought the spring went a little more rough for him than I would have thought. He had two amazing starts at Norfolk. He had one rough one. This year. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah.
That's where he is.
Just a clarification. If Chase McDermott was healthy, he'd have been the choice. But he did make his debut a year ago for the Orioles, pitching in one game. So,
but did he start?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
McDermott
kind of
started. Yeah, yeah, four innings.
He only got one and then got sent back down.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was a spot start.
Yeah, so he had made his debut, but only one appearance. But what's he, the 19th ranked prospect, according to Pipeline or whoever you want.
I mean, look, our buddy Eric Longenhagen at Fangraphs has him as a top 10 prospect for this team and thinks he could be, if everything comes together, he could be a success story for them and he could be a mid-rotation starter. And look, this is, I'm not going to say it's a soft landing spot because the guy pitching for the other team might throw a complete game shutout because that's where Hunter Green is right now. But in terms of lineups you have to face and in terms of how you make your debut, look, we've seen a lot of kids yo-yoed and jerked around.
Brandon Young's known he's making this start for quite a while. When they transferred him to Aberdeen and started doing all that. So this is not one of those. This is not like what they did to D.L. Hall. Hey, we're going to tell you tonight that you're pitching tomorrow and you're going to start once and then you're going back to the pen no matter what you do against the Rays.
And they put him in the taxi squad yesterday. He was here yesterday.
Right. So he's known for probably a week that this is likely to happen and he's been preparing for it. And they got him on turn so they're not jerking him around. And you know, he's been able to prepare as he normally would. And it's a team that is not exactly crushing the baseball right now. There's going to be nerves. There's going to be jitters. It also allows him, in this case, plenty of time to let his loved ones know and to get people there. And major league debuts are awesome. And this team needs to develop pitching. They're not gonna pay for it, obviously. Yeah. And they're not gonna draft it in the first round. And when they do, they're gonna trade those kids. So this has got to start happening.
Jason, to that point, we haven't seen a Mike Elias drafted pitcher make a debut yet. He's the closest guy, and Brandon Young, of course, an undrafted kid.
Yes. Right. And look, that was a weird year too. So like, would he have been,
in a normal year, he gets drafted.
Well, yeah. I mean, not knowing how they would have changed the rules or whatever, non-COVID. I mean, if it was still a 40-round draft, absolutely.
Yeah.
This needs to start happening at the major league level. Like I'll give them a lot of credit for Bradish. They got Bradish when he was basically a low minors pitcher for the Angels. But yeah, they didn't draft and develop him. I give him a lot of credit for Povich, but Povich had already pitched in high A for the Twins. Now look, you identify a kid in high A who gets to the majors pretty quickly. That's great. Now you got to stand behind the kid. You got to develop him to major league level. You got to help him succeed at the major league level, which is where my questions about this front office come in. Look, I'm sure at one point in time, Justin Armbruster was somebody they thought was going to make a major. Like, that's a real find for us, and we think he's going to contribute at the major league level and this or that. You know, it hasn't happened. I also wonder about the corresponding move here. Mm-hmm. And there's a part of me that thinks no matter what Slim does tonight, that Slim might be going down because they know that these starters in general haven't given them much length. And you've got to be concerned about how much you're going to get out of Brandon Young in his debut, no matter whom he's facing. And I don't think they really want to subtract from their bullpen right now.
Well, but I was about to say, they're playing with an extra arm in the pen, though. So wouldn't that... Because they don't have a fifth starter.
But they're off again on Monday.
Yes.
So I just don't know if how they manipulate it. Or maybe they just send Brandon Young right back down. But
they could. Spot start.
Yeah, you got an extra arm in the pen.
Could they use two, Bone? I don't know.
Yeah. Possible.
What are your expectations for him tomorrow? Like, what's the realistic scenario how he pitches tomorrow against this Reds lineup?
I don't have any expectations for it. I really don't. I don't know how to handicap his major league debut. I think he'll probably in the early innings be pretty amped up. I think the velo will tick up. I hope if that happens that the Reds aren't sort of anticipating that and they don't ambush some fastballs early. Avoid the long ball. Try not to walk people. This is not a kid who struggled with command for the most part. That's part of the reason he's been able to rise through their system without ever having been sort of a bonus baby hotshot. You know, this is a kid who most years has got a whip around 1.2. So, yeah, I mean, try to avoid the walks. I mean, I go back to Cade Povich's debut. I mean, there might be a lot of ducks on the pond. He might be pitching out of jams. They might just for a bunch of different reasons want to get him out of there after 3 2/3, even if he's only given up one run. I don't know. I also know, again, every game is its own story, and I don't know that they're going to do a whole lot of damage against Hunter Green. So, like, they might not. That might be a day where 3-0 might be too big of a hill to climb. So that doesn't even necessarily mean that Brandon Young has cratered yet. But if they think there's potential, if they start to see signs of distress, they might be quick to go get him. Just because, again, I don't know how many they're going to scratch out against the other guy.
Orioles and Reds start a three-game series tonight at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Baltimore Baseball tonight at 6. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken live from Pickles. But coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI, T-I-M. What you got?
Earlier this week, Jim Palmer revealed on Masson he has never eaten a chicken wing, and he's 82 years old. That is crazy. So I asked the question, what is a popular food that you've never had, and quite frankly, maybe you never will have? 410-583-1057. We'll take your calls next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with T-I-M, and the floor is yours.
You learn something every now and then when you watch an Orioles game, and a couple days
you learn a
ago,
lot of cakes is on the call.
Yes,
Jim,
he's great.
You learn constantly.
Yes, you do, and we found out that Jim Palmer has never eaten chicken wings in his life, and I gave him a couple extra years on him. He's 79, turns 80 October 15th. So in his 79 years on this planet, he has never had a chicken wing. And then Kevin Brown and the Masson crew, they tried to ambush him a little bit the other day.
Brought wings up.
Brought wings to him. And Jim was like, I don't want any parts of this. And then he at least said, okay, well, if the Orioles hit a grand slam when I'm on the broadcast, I will eat one chicken wing. Mm. So stay tuned. And
Coconut said, hold my paw.
And Jim does have less games for that to happen this year.
Not by his choice.
By the way, he said another Grand Slam after Jackson Holiday.
Yes, it was another Grand Slam. And so asking the question, 410-583-1057, what is a popular food like a chicken wing or whatever that you've never had and maybe you never will have? And maybe this type of food isn't that big if you aren't from around here. Where we eat a lot of seafood. I have never had an oyster, and I don't think I ever will have an oyster because they're nasty looking. They don't entice me at all to even try them. So oyster was the first food that stuck out to
not
me.
Not even a fried oyster? I'll try it?
No, I've never.
I don't like love them. I don't seek them out left and right, but I don't hate them. I'm not scared of them. I'll mess with them.
Put some cocktail sauce on that bad boy. It's good.
Yeah. I've never had caviar. I doubt I will.
I've never had caviar
51.
Either.
I mean, that's pretty popular. Yeah, I've never had Indian food. I love all types of cuisine.
Chicken tikka masala?
Lauren makes something that's probably like a chicken rice dish that might have a little curry going on that might be in the Indian family. But like, I've never gone to an Indian place. At this point, I kind of don't think I will.
I'm with him on Indian food. Now, I've tried Indian food, not everything. The smell, no offense, is a complete turnoff to me. I can't get past the smell. Margie loves Indian food. Her daughter Avery loves Indian food. They usually get it when I'm not home because they know I can't. It's a no-go for me. And I tried it once, and it was an awful experience.
I don't see it in my future. So many other choices.
Would you give it a try if the food, like if it was a Jim Palmer situation, and we ambushed you with Indian food? Would you eat it? Like I was surprised that Jim
like if you brought it in here and,
yeah,
and it was. It,
exactly
I mean, there's
what
a chance
happened
with
Jim.
I would.
I'd
if
leave.
It came to me, there's a chance I would mess with it. But as little as I go out to eat now, there's no way in hell I'm going to like some place that I'm not sure I'm going to like it. I don't think I like that kind of food. There's no chance you get me.
I couldn't sit here for 4 hours with Indian food smelling here. I'm sorry. I just couldn't. I'd have to leave.
I would never seek out oysters, but I guess I would just try it just to try it. Like I'm not.
If I came in here with a plate of fried oysters,
I'd try it
from like a good spot.
Yeah, I would try.
Like Pappas.
Like I'm not a huge. Like, I'm not a picky eater.
That's a good local
go to Valiant up
place.
The road. Pappas. They got some good oysters.
Valiant, shout out. Ben, do you have a food you've never...
I literally wrote it down, oysters. I'm
oysters,
right
wow.
there with you. Yeah. Olives, too. I've had an olive in my mouth. I spit it out.
I don't like olives.
And that's what Lucy...
Stop with the olive slander.
Not a fan of olives.
Olives suck.
You guys are idiots.
By the way, I haven't mentioned mine, and it's a favorite of yours. I won't ever eat white sauce pizza. It just looks disgusting to me.
Yeah, I don't.
You've never had it?
No, it looks awful.
I've had it.
It's incredible.
I need pizza. It's not. First of all, it's not pizza. Okay, pizza's with red sauce.
Then just eat it then.
No, and it's just
awful. You can call it whatever you want to call it.
I don't want anything with white sauce. No,
I want all the white sauce.
I know you do.
Give me all the white sauce.
Yeah. No, it's not happening.
So if I brought in a white sauce pizza, you wouldn't even try it?
No, it sounds dumb.
If you bring in a white sauce pizza, bring in a real pizza with it, and then I'll eat the real pizza.
Yeah, I'll eat the real pizza.
Give me
a pepperoni pizza.
You're withholding yourself from a great experience with white sauce pizza.
I'm doing okay. As you can see, I do eat. I'm not malnourished. I think I've been okay in that respect. Unfortunately, probably too much.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. Olives suck.
I'm just telling you, you're going to eat an olive in Greece. Whether you know it or not.
I've eaten olives before. They're literally one of the worst foods in my life.
Good luck avoiding olives in Greece.
What kind of food is in Greece, though? Outside
Mediterranean.
Of
well, what do you
yes,
mean?
Mediterranean. Yes, Mediterranean food, but I'm saying dishes that accompany the olive.
I mean, there's going to be olives on every place you go, there's going to be plates of olives. Whether anyone orders or not, it's just going to be it's baked into the dining experience.
That worries me.
Have you guys ever had alligator?
No.
I had fried alligator in New Orleans.
It's good.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah. It does. Yes.
It absolutely tastes like chicken.
Extreme food like that, I haven't had crazy. I've never even had deer.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat a deer.
I don't think I've eaten deer, no.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't eat an alligator again. I mean, I had one bite of an alligator bite.
Yeah. Good?
Like I said, it's like chicken. I mean, it's fried. It was
anything fried. It's hard to mess up.
Conch? You ever mess with conch? I've had conch fritters. I like it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Where do you get conch?
Well, your oysterphobia. I was like, what do I know about conch? Oh, you mean where did I pull that from? It's all over the place in Florida.
Yeah.
Which is where I had the alligator, which is probably why that made me think of conch fritters, because I had alligator in Florida.
I'm pretty sure I had gator in New Orleans. It was good.
I've had oysters here too, but
I've had oysters in New Orleans too. Really good. They really load them up with stuff.
They're nasty. They're nasty.
You think there's any chance that Bone doesn't come back from Greece? I think
there just stays there.
I think there's. I'm going to say an 8%, 8 to 10% chance that he just
is
like
decently high.
Yeah,
I don't see it. Bone, no.
I would.
He's coming back.
I think I could see him saying, you know what, I'm good. Bleep it.
Meet a nice Greek woman.
Send my stuff.
That's too big.
You should keep an open mind.
Of doing that?
Yeah.
Just not come back, not tell
not?
Anybody?
Bone and open mind is
I mean,
not,
you eventually tell people. I mean, I don't know, but they're not telling anybody. I mean, I don't think it's got to be a big secret, but you decide everybody's flying back. You're like, I really like it here, man. I'm going to change my ticket. Yeah. And then you change your ticket again, and then you just, next thing you know, you're an olive connoisseur.
You're in olive country.
I doubt it.
You're rubbing olive oil on your face. You're going crazy.
Now, I am with Burge.
Snorting olives. Snorting.
That's just
olive oil.
Snorting hummus.
Oh, ew.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't really even like
it. Light up your taste buds.
That's another one. Good luck avoiding it. Good luck avoiding it over there.
What's that?
Tell me what. You don't like pita bread either? Why don't you tell me that?
I love pita bread.
Okay, well, you'll be
able to. I love pita bread. I will eat the heck out of that.
Well, there you go. You'll be fine, Bon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about you at all.
Bone, seriously think about staying.
Okay.
What are the Ravens planning to do in the NFL draft? It's 6 days away. I know they picked 27th, but Trevor Sikema from PFF joins us next. We'll ask him where he thinks the Ravens are what he thinks the Ravens are prioritizing next here on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight,
you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.